I'm Aaron Pednati, and today I'm interviewing Kartik Bala about his new video game company and its relationship to other game development projects in the upstate region. With his brother Guha, Kartik founded Vicarious Visions, a very successful game development company based in Manans, New York. In 2005, Kartik and Guha sold the company to their publisher Activision, and in 2016, they left the company and started Valen Studios, which is based here in Troy. Kartik, thanks for coming on the show today. It's good to be talking with you.
Pleasure to be here.
So to start out, can you give us the basics on Valen Studios? What types of games is it going to make, and in what ways is it different from Vicarious Visions?
So Valen Studios, our mission is really simple. We're building a company to go explore new forms of play. Now that's kind of a very abstract kind of notion, but we're really trying to challenge ourselves creatively to look at what kind of experiences, what kind of interactive experiences can we create that we haven't seen before. You know, technology is rapidly changing. There's all kinds of new technologies that are coming to the forefront in AR, VR, artificial intelligence, new ways of interaction. And we're like, how can we take advantage of some of these technologies in unique ways, create new kind of play patterns? And so some of these could be just in software. Some of these could be unique combinations of hardware and software. But the fundamental notion is, can we go out and create something new that people haven't played before and really have fun doing that? So as opposed to like, hey, you know, we're working on something that's a established intellectual property. Can we go create something new?
So what factors informed your choice of Troy as a base of operations?
You know, there's a really cool scene that's been building over the last few years in downtown Troy. There's a real sort of creative culture. There's other game companies in downtown Troy. It was really important that we have a very walkable kind of city. You know, Manans was great, gave us the space that we needed at Vicarious, but it wasn't very walkable. And we wanted to be able to, like, go out to the coffee shop. And you know, creativity comes, you know, all hours of the day and all hours of the night. And we wanted to have that kind of atmosphere to be part of. And we wanted to be able to contribute back into Troy. So my first office was in Troy. And it's nice kind of coming back and building a new studio there.
So I recently watched a keynote address that you and your brother gave at the 2017 Upstate Unleashed conference. And in it, your brother gave a breakdown of the situation for video game and tech development companies in the upstate area that I found very interesting. In a nutshell, he said that it's relatively easy for upstate startups to find angel investors, meaning initial investors who are willing to put some money into helping a company get started. In fact, he said the upstate angel community is now more robust than it ever has been. But then he went on to say that the situation for startups is not so rosy when it comes to deal flow, meaning opportunities for capital investment, and also not so rosy for Series A capital financing, meaning the big time investment that a company needs to get past its prototype phase. But after saying this, he went on to talk about how your new company is putting together a business syndicate that will attempt to fill that gap, at least to some extent. So I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about this project and some of the specifics. You probably need to stay on the down low, but can you comment on it in a general sense?
Sure. So when we wanted to go back to our roots as entrepreneurs, we wanted to do two things. We wanted to build a new game studio, a new kind of culture focusing on new types of ideas, but we also wanted to provide support for other local entrepreneurs and other startups in the way that we got support in the early years. And so we set up Valen Studios as a means of building our next great game studio, but we also set up Valen Ventures. And Valen Ventures is focused around supporting other startups and entrepreneurs. And, you know, my brother is right. And in terms of there is a decent amount of angel investment in the region. And that's something that we've all worked very hard over the last 20 years to bring to bear. But the next stage is, okay, the startup is off the ground. There's a prototype or there's some level of sort of proven technology or business at the initial scale. But what happens next? You know, they need support to be able to grow that business and scale. And that's incredibly challenging, especially if you're turning it into a global business. And it requires, you know, lead investors who can work closely with those businesses and then be able to bring in capital from outside of the region to be able to support these companies.
So you're kind of stepping into a gap, doing something that's necessary that no one else is doing in the area.
You know, I think that you do have some of it going on. It's not at a critical mass yet. You know, in Silicon Valley and in other, you know, big cities and other states, this exists. There is a pathway there. You can get the introductions necessary and the capital is there ready to invest. In limited quantities, it's here in this region. And that's what's necessary. It's necessary to grow that, you know, Series A and Series B investments in the region to be able to have these companies grow and grow their headquarters here in this region as well, instead of just being acquired, which is not a bad thing. It's a really good thing, but it'd be nice to build more companies that are homegrown in this region and where the headquarters stays here.
Okay, so my last question is, can you comment on the overall state of the video game industry and development community here in Troy? What's your assessment of the situation on the ground?
You know, I'm pretty bullish, you know, about what's happening here in the region. I think you just have to look at the last few years. You know, you've got Vicarious, that's part of Activision. Agora Games got bought by Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers Games has a presence here and building their studio and continuing to invest. Earlier this year, Mad Glory up in Saratoga was bought by PUBG Corporation. PUBG is one of the biggest games on the planet. It's a Korean company. And so you've got a variety of investments happening, you know, from bigger companies who are investing into the region and having those studios grow. On the other end of the spectrum, you have new startups. You know, RPI had an accelerator program for the summer that was dedicated to all game companies and, you know, new game ideas. So we're going to start seeing more of those. And it's really nice to see that happening. The Capital Region is going to have the first esports conference in March at the Capital Center. Really excited about that because it's going to bring in lots of area and regional colleges and universities to participate in that. It's part of MAC and ECAC who are running that tournament. So we're really excited about all the different activities that are going on in the region. There's still a lot to do. There's a lot to do to kind of create this robust ecosystem where, regardless of your interests and stuff in gaming, whether you want to be independent and freelance, if you want to work on passion projects, or you want to be part of a big studio, or you want to work on experimental or educational type of games, you want to be able to create this robust community that can support all that. And that's what's really going to be built to last. Built to last as a, you know, as a region, as a game cluster here in upstate New York.
Well, thanks again, Kartik, for coming in today. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And we at the Sanctuary of Independent Media wish you the best of luck with your new endeavor.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.